said. You may be seated. We are so glad that you are here today. Thank you for coming. If you are a guest here today, our lead pastor, Tim, and his wife, Kirsten, had a baby, and so they are gone. I think it's a lame excuse, but they're gone. And if you were here last week, didn't Tony do a good job preaching? That was really good, Tony. For you that are regular attenders, there's what we have is called a meal train. And there's been two notices that have gone out. And I really want to encourage us to help the Viggers and the Eggersons with meals. So will you please go to the meal train and volunteer to take a meal to them? Jake and Maggie and Tim and Kirsten are important people in our church, and that's just one of the ways that we can bless them and help them and be a blessing. And next Sunday in between services, we're going to have a blessing of the bikes. And so if you are a motorcycle rider, or if you want to bring your tricycle or your pedal bike, I don't care. We're going to do that in between services in the parking lot. And it's just a cool thing that we can do for the people that ride bikes during the year to ask God to keep them safe and to be okay. All three of our pastors' wives are expecting. Barbara and I are not. So I just want that established. We're not going to be announcing that we have another child coming. And just wanted you to be aware of that. But right now, I want to just let you listen in, and I want to talk to the people that are at home. We really miss you. And I will tell you that this building is filling every Sunday, and hopefully when you feel comfortable, you'll come back. But if you are a mom, we want to wish you a happy, happy, happy Mother's Day. If you're not a mom, you had a mom. And we want you just to celebrate with us. But I just want you to know you're missed. And COVID has been a really, really challenging time for the church, for leaders, to know what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And we're getting back to some kind of normality. But I just want you at home to know we love you. We miss you, we're praying for you, and today we're glad that you're watching and celebrating with us. We have lots of people that are watching, and every once in a while, I think we just kind of forget that they're out there, and so today, I want to just let you guys know, and for Tim and Kirsten, I hope you're watching, because you need to be in church today. I want to begin with some things mothers teach us children and some things my mother taught me. My mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. If you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning. My mother taught me about religion. You better pray that comes out of the carpet. My mother taught me about time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. My mother taught me about logic because I said so. That's why. My mother taught me about foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. My mother taught me about irony. Keep crying and I'll give you something to cry about. My mother taught me about stamina. You sit there until all the spinach is gone. My mother taught me about the circle of life. I brought you into this world, and I can take you out. My mother taught me about behavior modification. Stop acting like your father. My mother taught me about envy. There are millions of less fortunate children in this world who don't have wonderful parents like you do. My mother taught me about anticipation. Just wait until we get home and you are going to get it. My mother taught me about medical science. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, the wind will change and you will stay that way. My mother taught me about how to become an adult. If you don't eat your vegetables, you'll never grow up. My mother taught me about roots. Shut the door behind you. Do you think you were born in a barn? My mother taught me about wisdom. When you get to be my age, you'll understand. And my mother taught me about justice. One day you'll have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you.
Are you guys sure you've got this?
Yeah. The twins are plugged in. Baby's asleep. How hard can this get?
We're men. Besides, I bumped into Chuck Norris at a Pizza Hut once. I think his power's rubbed off on me.
Get out of here. Go on, enjoy your mommy getaway weekend.
This weekend was a bad idea.
You remember what happened last time we watched the kids?
I'm not a piñata!
Get it off me! Get it off me!
Yeah, we're gonna need help.
Warning, use of this product may alter your perception of reality. All right, everything looks the same. This is a joke.
Guys, it's like the Sahara in this cup. Can somebody hit me with some juice? And listen, pulp, no pulp, doesn't make a difference to me. You're the ones dealing with the diaper.
Mom goggles!
It's beautiful!
Okay, sweetie, I need you to sit on your bottom. Listen to Daddy. You sit on your bottom, okay? Daddy's gonna come get you. Don't move. Don't dance. Just sit on your bottom. Daddy's gonna come get you.
Whoa! Don't you try to stop me.
Baby made a poopy, yes you did. There's...
Where are your mom goggles?
They wouldn't fit over my hazmat suit.
Take this.
Oh, so cute.
And then the little boy, he rocked his mommy. Oh, I love you. Forever. I like you too.
I don't know how they do it.
Oh, well, you take it and you fold it from corner to corner.
No, I'm asking the question, how do moms do all of this? How do they handle it all?
Well, maybe they have goggles we don't know about.
It's as if God gave moms a special way of looking at things, you know? Okay, who taught you servanthood? Who modeled grace? Who gave you a taste of what God's love could look like?
My mom, Mr. T, and my mom.
Anyway, I just think God gave moms a special way of looking at things. Hey, honey.
Hey, how's it going at home?
It's all good.
guess you could say I'm starting to catch a glimpse of what your world looks like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mama.
Hold on, your daughter wants to say something to you.
I need Mama.
She says she misses you. And she realizes how important you are in her life. And she doesn't know how you do it. And she knows that she can't make it without you.
She said all that, huh?
I don't know if she said it. But it's what I wanted to say. And I should have said it a lot sooner. I thank God for you.
The twins.
It was nothing. We have to go, okay? Love you, Mommy.
This place is like a pigsty.
Some of you are moms. Some of you aren't. But we all had a mother. And so today, even though we're going to focus on moms, if you are here and couldn't be a mom, I don't want you to feel left out or slighted. My favorite aunt, who has since passed, could never be a mom. And so she adopted us nephews and nieces and just became our second mom, which was awesome. And so some of you might have had incredible moms. Some of you might have had some moms that weren't so incredible. But today, all of us have the opportunity to celebrate mom. Whether she's alive or not, all of the issues that go with it. And so I want you to put on your goggles. And I want you not to put on mom goggles, but I want you to put on God goggles. And I want us to look at some things in the scripture that just encourage us and strengthen us and remind us of the important things that mothers do in our lives. You have a sermon notes with you if you want to follow along and add to it as we go through. I would encourage you to do that. If you want the answers afterwards, we'll be sure and give them to you. But just like mom, God has some very important lessons that he wants to teach us, some very important lessons that he wants to instill in us, and some things that he wants us to accomplish in our lives and in our relationship with him. We've been following a theme this year, or this month, about something greater, going to something greater. And I want to just remind every person in this room, God has something greater for every one of us. What's that say to you? How does that make you feel? I don't care if you are in your retirement ages or if you are young and just starting, God has something greater for every one of us in this room. And so you don't ever get to the point where you stop growing. You don't ever get to the point where you stop trying. You don't ever get to the point where you stop growing and becoming more. And God wants to launch us, and he wants to launch our church into something even greater than what we've enjoyed the last 20 years. We get to be a part of that. And so today, I want us to look at three things that moms teach us and three things that mom give to us every day in our lives. And the first is this: the power from her work is incredible. The power from her work is incredible. In Proverbs, the 31st chapter, verse 31, the writer says this: honor her for all her hands have done, and let her work bring her praise at the city gate. In Psalms 139, verses 13 to 14, for you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, my soul knows it very well. For Tim and Kirsten right now, that baby is absolutely a miracle. And what God can do inside of a mother's womb and what God can do in creating a body is just absolutely amazing. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. Wow. Wow. And he goes on and says in Proverbs 31, look what mothers do. They do all kinds of work. She sews. In verses 13 and 19 and 22, she selects wool and works with her hands, or eagerly works with her hands. In verse 14, she shops. She brings her food from afar. In verse 15, she cooks. She provides food for her family. She gardens in verse 16. She plants a vineyard. Our text also says that mothers get up while it is still dark to prepare food. They go and light their lamps so that it does not go out at night. And there's an old saying that's been around forever, man's work from sun to sun, but women's work is never done. She watches over the affairs of her household, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. Ladies, you're not lazy. Thank you. You are our first teachers. Thank you. I don't know about you mothers, but I know about my mother and I know about my wife. They stayed up till we got home at night. Most of the time sitting on the couch. And my family was pretty strict. In fact, they were very strict. We had a curfew, and I just decided to change my watch and tell her the time must have been wrong. That didn't work at all. Our kids tried it once, and it didn't work either for them, but they just care about us. They protect us, sometimes at the price of their own lives. In fact, when you're 50, 60, 70 years old and your mother's still alive, guess what? She still cares, and she still protects, and she still provides. Yet, a dad's perspective is a little different. I like what Phyllis Diller said. She said, I want my children to have all the things I couldn't afford, then I'm going to move in with them. I like Buddy Hackett. My mother's menu consisted of two choices, take it or leave it. Irma Bombeck says, when your mother asks, do you want a piece of advice, it's merely a formality. It's not a matter if you answer yes or no, you're going to get it anyway. Jewish proverb said, mom could not be everywhere, so he created, or God could not be everywhere, so he created mothers. And my favorite Chinese proverb, there's only one pretty child in the world, and every mother has it. Power from her works is incredible. The second thing that I believe the scriptures teach us is the perspective from her words are amazing. Proverbs 31, 26, she speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 and 7, and these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall walk with them when you sit in the house and when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. There's only four times you invest in kids. There they are. Just four. When you sit, when you walk, when you lie down, and when you get back up. Proverbs 6:20, my son, keep your father's commandments. Our commandment, and don't forsake your mother's teaching. I'm still influenced by my mom today, and so are you. How I think, how I work, what I say, her perspective still has impact. And when there's a lot of laughter in the home, you know that there's something good happening in the home. And my friends, we live in a crazy world, and we live in a really tough time in many ways, and people have gone through amazing things in the last few months. I just want to share, there needs to be more laughter in the home. And moms, you have a big part in deciding that. Proverbs says 17:22 says, a cheerful heart is good medicine. And where there is a lot of laughter in a home, someone is putting out some good medicine. But it also shows a perspective. Life is not fair. never has been, and never will be. But when you and I can keep the right perspective, and when we keep laughter in our lives, even though I'm not talking about silly, stupid, superficial stuff, I'm talking about keeping the joy that God gives to us in our hearts. And moms, you have an incredible place to help that happen. There's a difference between a burden and a blessing. And the difference between a burden and a blessing is perspective. I used to go up to Southeast Polk and teach a class or teach a part of a class called Success. I don't know if they do it anymore, but it was every senior went through that class. And every time those kids would say to me, well, how do you stay positive all the time? Don't you have bad days? Yep, I have bad days. Don't you have problems? Yes, I have problems. Don't you have issues? Yes, I have issues. How do you keep a right attitude? How do you stay positive? It's real simple. I don't lose my perspective. When life is really tough, tomorrow's going to be better. When things are really, really challenging, guess what? I've gotten through challenging things before. And I want to encourage every one of us in here, and especially moms, to understand that your perspective from your words keeps us at times grounded, but don't lose your perspective. Don't label it a burden. Understand, perspective decides whether it's a burden or a blessing. I was a mouthy kid growing up. I don't think you probably believe that, but I was. And my mother used to wash my mouth out with soap. I cannot tell you the number of times that I got taken to the bathroom and my mouth was lathered big time. I think they call that child abuse today, but I'm not sure. But anyway, I ate a lot of soap. I will just tell you that Dial is not bad. Lava is horrible. And so I go to college. I come home my freshman year and at wintertime, at Christmas time. And my mom was so excited that I was home. She put a dish of candy in the bathroom. I was so excited. I plopped one of those candies in my mouth and started chewing it, and it was soap balls. And she says to me, you are eating it by choice now. I'm very concerned about you. I will never forget that, and that was the last time my mouth got washed out with soap. But I want to tell you, she taught me how to speak and how not to speak, and it was done with soap. I still have a perspective from that experience. And the third thing that God says to me when we put on our goggles about moms is the love from her heart, priceless. The love from her heart, priceless. Proverbs 31, verses 11 and 12, her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. There's an epitaph on a wife's tombstone written by a husband after being married for 60 years, and it reads, "She always made home happy." That's love. 1 Peter verses 3 and 4, "You should be known for the beauty that comes from within, and the unfailing beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God." There's four moms in the Bible that had incredible hearts. Four of them. Jochebed was worst. She had the courage to save her child. And God allowed Jochebed to raise three kids that made an impression on the world spiritually. In fact, their three kids, if you've read your Bible, you will recognize Aaron, Miriam, and Moses. And if you read Exodus 2, when you get home, you'll understand and be reminded of the story. But God gave her a burning desire to see her children live for God. And he also used her to save the life of Moses. She sacrificed for her kids. And because of that, those three kids had incredible influence spiritually in the lives of people. The second is Hannah. She kept her vow to God. Year after year, it was the same. Peniel would taunt Hannah as they went to the tabernacle. Each time, Hannah would be reduced to tears and not even eat. Can you imagine coming to church every Sunday and somebody is in the parking lot just making fun of you? Hannah knew that God would change the situation. She ran to him in prayer, and she kept her vow to God, and Samuel became a preacher in Israel. Eunice, she displayed unyielding faith. 2 Timothy 1 chapter verse 5, I remember your genuine faith, for you share that faith was first filled with your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I know that that same faith continues strong in you. We don't see her husband named in the scripture, but Timothy was influenced by Eunice and trained by Eunice, and we see Eunice as a godly mother, had a godly mother named Lois, and the scripture refers to Timothy as being instilled by truth. My mother was a godly lady. My mother died young at cancer and fought it for 3.5 years, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse and icky and horrible and just nasty. When we cleaned out her hospital room, in her Bible was a whole list of people that she prayed for every day. And there were times when my mom had chemo and just absolutely, she just was wiped out. And the nurse told us every day that Bible was opened and she was praying for those specific people. Faith. I prayed God would heal my mother until I did her funeral. And I'm just going to tell you, he did heal her, not the way we wanted, but he did heal her. And I trust him. Ladies, your faith moves mountains. Your faith motivates people. And I want to encourage all of us to continue showing that kind of faith every day. And then Mary, committed to do God's will, Mary responded, I'm the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. And then the angel left her. I can't imagine if an angel came to any one of us in this room and said, oh, by the way, you're going to have a baby and you're not married. And it's okay. I think at times we forget those were real people. Can't imagine. And yet, after the angel had come and talked to her, she was calmed and she understood that this was God's plan. And she submitted to God's will and she helped provide our Savior. That was love from her heart. Thomas Edison said this, I did not have my mother long, but she cast over me the influence which lasted all of my life. The good effects of her early training I can never lose. If I had not been for her appreciation and her faith in me at a critical time in my experience, I should never likely have become an inventor. I was always a careless boy with a mother of a different mental caliber. I should have turned out badly, but her firmness, her sweetness, her goodness were potential powers to me in the right path. My mother was the making of me, the memory of her will always be a blessing to me. You know what's incredible? The power from our mom's words. You know what's amazing? The perspective from our mom's words. You know what's priceless? The love from a mom's heart. Mothers do matter. Every mother in this room matters. Mother's Day might be celebrated event one day out of the year, but for us, every day is Mother's Day. You taught us to love God. You taught us endurance. Through your example, we learned to push on even when things seemed impossible. Mothers do matter. You taught us to always listen to the Word of God, no matter the circumstances. You always insisted on us never magnifying a sacrifice. You taught us always to focus on God's grace and not on the sacrifice. My mom said to me, and I thank her every day, it's not as bad as it looks. My prayer for mothers today is this. Because mothers matter, I pray that out of His richest glorious, He will strengthen you with power in His spirit and inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all of the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. Because mothers do matter, God put a hedge of protection around them and their household and everything that they have. Bless the work of their hands and everything that they do. Because mothers matter, please send an angel ahead of them to guard them along the way and to bring them to the place that you have prepared. Moms, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious. May the Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. Because you matter, your children will rise up and call you blessed. Your husband also. And he will praise you with this. Many women have done excellently, but you have surpassed them all. We've been talking all month about taking a flight into something greater. And moms, because you invested power and perspective and love in our lives, and because of your work, your heart, and your words, you are helping us launch and take flight into something that, quite frankly, we would have never, ever done had it not been for you, our moms. Thank you. Thank you. Isn't it amazing that God uses mothers to help us take flight? Thank you. And And one of the best ways we can express that thanks is by just coming around the Lord's table and being reminded of what God has done for us and the sacrifice that He has made. So today, right now at this place, we're going to thank God for what He's done in our lives and for creating moms.